Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle.
Everything's a goddamn debate. All right, guys, greetings and welcome to a Thursday edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. A couple of ways you can get a hold of me. You can call in right now. I got the phone lines open, 407-270-3044. I'm going to bring in my guest here real soon, Jordan Adler. What up, Iggy? How are you, Iggy? Iggy is a saint, by the way. She is. Vulture says, Lima Charlie. Gave me the old LC. You know, I'm gonna bring my guests on. Jordan, what's up, my friend?
What up?
How are you?
I'm doing better today.
What do you mean you're doing better today? Like, I mean, has the health been bad? I know you were in the hospital a little bit. What's going on
hospital,
with you?
No hospital stuff.
Okay. I had you on when I was doing...
I did have surgery on my gallbladder.
What's up with the gallbladder? Did they remove it? They take it out?
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, Jordan... I had you on the show. Oh, I got the narcissist. Says he is, I'm here from Boston. Where are you calling from, Jordan? Like, where are you, Jordan?
Arizona.
Arizona. You lived in Arizona all your life?
No. I moved here when I was 10 from the South.
Yeah.
Alabama.
Alabama. What you drinking, yeah. Jordan? What you drinking there? What are you drinking there?
Water.
All right, just water. See, I mean, that's right good. Now. You're out in the desert. You got to drink some water and everything, yeah. J-Man.
It's really hot here. Right
yeah,
now.
And I love the hat. Like, who did the hat for you? You got a J-Man hat.
My friend Dylan went to the store and got me this custom-made J-Man Yankees hat. Uh-huh. Since I used to play for the Yankees on this Miracle League team,
mm-hmm.
And I go by J-Man there. So he went to a few of my games and he's like, "Okay, I'm gonna buy you a hat with your name on it and give it to you for your birthday." So okay, so right. That's what he did.
All right, J-Man. It's been a while since I've had you on the show and stuff. The narcissist says that is a cool hat. It's been a while since I've had you on the show. So tell my audience a little bit about yourself.
I'm going to give you the short story of who I am. I am Jordan Adler. In some circles, I'm J-Man. But my audience knows me as Jordan Adler right now. Mm-hmm. I host a podcast called The Talkcast, and I run an internet radio station called J-Man Radio.
Yeah.
And I play video games. I love Skittles.
And you have a foot fetish.
I have a foot fetish, yeah. That too.
And we'll get into that and everything, but I want you to, like, I got news stories, I got topics and stuff that I'm going to get into, and I would love your opinion on them. So I kind of want to, like, you know, have you as like a co-host today.
Okay.
But I heard from you that you wrote a rap song about your foot fetish.
Yep.
What is it called? And like, where can I find it? Because can I play it? Like, is it on YouTube?
Could, yeah.
Is it on YouTube somewhere?
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Where do I need to go so I can play this video?
It's called Foot Fetish Queen.
Wait, Foot Fetish Queen?
Yeah, that's the name of it.
All right.
It's not based off of some chick. It's just based off a lot of chicks that have foot fetish.
Oh, really, dude, you're on. Whoa, this just came up. It says Foot Fetish Queen, Jordan Adler. It's on Spotify, YouTube, Pandora.
It just reached like 8,000 plays on Spotify.
Wait, whoa, whoa, Wait. Say that again. Like,
it just reached 8,000 plays on Spotify.
Are you Is this it?
It's me again. Jordan Adler.
Is that it?
That's it.
All right, hold on. I'm gonna play some of this, Jordan. Am I going to get like demonetized on this video?
You shouldn't. Yeah, there's no money.
No, I'm
not making any money.
No, I understand that, but like when I play any music at all on my YouTube channel, it just I get demonetized.
I don't
on
think
these.
You should get demonetized from it.
And it says parental advisory. So is this a little bit of a nasty rap about foot fetish?
It has some ball sacks in it. It has some balls. I'm putting my ball sacks on her Rolex.
Yeah.
Is one of the lyrics. So.
Did you write every bit of the lyrics? Man, you're a thirsty ass dude, man.
I'm thirsty.
You're hitting that water pretty hard. So, who helped you produce this song?
My friend Timmy. He goes by Textology.
Mm-hmm.
He's a EDM producer from Canada.
Yep.
So, he produced it for me. It was like his, it's like his first rap beat that he actually produced.
Right. So he made the beat and everything.
He's the only one that he will produce rap beats for.
All right, here we go. I'm gonna play some of this.
Oh, it's me again, Jordan Adler. Let's talk about normalizing them foot fetishes. Bye bye. Body baba, my foot fetish queen's always in my dreams.
Yeah,
one is walking down the street saying hi to everyone she meets on IGTV while listening to the beats of her own 2 feet. One is my foot fetish.
All right, so I gotta ask Jordan, where does the foot fetish come from? Like, why are you like? I feel weird saying obsessed, but like, where does the foot fetish come from?
I don't know. Well, it happened. It started when I was like maybe 8 years old.
Yeah,
give or take.
What is it about the feet that you like? Is it the arch, the toes? Is it the heel? Yeah. Like, what is it that you like?
The thickness, the sole, if they wear toenail polish or not,
mm-hmm.
that makes a big difference.
High heels? Do the shoes?
Like natural.
Do the shoes make a difference?
Flip flops are.
Wait, so you're a flip flop guy? Like some people would think that they're into high heels and stuff.
High heels, yeah, high heels could work, yeah.
What about Crocs?
But sandals and flip-flops are my thing.
What about Crocs, though? Like, you know.
It's covering the foot.
Oh.
That's an issue. And if some girls wear socks on and with their sandals or flip-flops, yeah, that's a big no-no.
Oh, it is. So. Are you into, like, if women were stepping on you, like, with their feet? Like, is that?
I would like that.
Oh,
yeah.
You for real? Man,
yeah.
we gotta make this work. All right, I'm gonna get back.
I need help getting like a girlfriend to like to let me do all this stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get back into the song.
Queen, she's drinking those beans in her coffee while I'm massaging her feet. Hey, she's my foot fetish queen. Hey, she's my foot fetish queen. Oh yeah, to my fifth edge queen. Oh yeah, to my fifth edge.
So this is almost like a, it sounds more of like a EDM dance version of it. Would you say that or not, Jordan?
Yeah. Well, it's an EDM producer produced it.
And so and I like
a,
who
maybe there's some EDM in it.
Now I'm on this. I think it is your channel, Jordan Adler, and you got
now
like.
Which one?
Well, I mean, it's it is Jordan Adler topic. I don't know.
Yeah, that's not my.
That's not you. Okay.
Real channel.
But there is a picture with like a woman with her feet in like fish net stockings and stuff. It says foot fetish queen, Jordan Adler.
I don't know. That's
it's not you. Does that piss you off? Like whenever people are like using.
I wish I can see that. I wish you can like screen share.
I mean, I can, but hold on. Let me just play a little bit more.
Oh yeah, she loves the fish queen. Oh, queen. Amazing. Oh, yeah. The album art has a picture of that.
Yeah, it's 2 feet. Shows the side version of 1 foot, and then you can see the bottom, and it's got like a bunch of like red blotchy marks all over it.
Yeah, that's it. That's okay. Fine.
I mean you've had 8,000 plays so far.
Spotify, yeah.
When did this come out?
A month or two ago?
I mean, that's pretty good for a song. How long did it take you guys to, you know, produce this?
About 3-4 months.
Oh man, that's a long time.
I wrote it on my Notepad app on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Then I sent him the lyrics, and I sent him my recordings, and he put it all together.
All right, hold on.
Houston, they are here to save you from your dry dreams. She got us all dancing in the halls while I'm bouncing my balls sack on her.
Oh, balls sack.
Bouncing my balls on her Rolex. That's
all right, so Jordan, I mean, I gotta ask, like, you know, like, I mean,
it's
what is
based off of anyone?
What does your family think about this song? Like,
my dad loves it.
Your dad loves
it. I'm not sure if he has a foot fetish or not, but...
Have you talked to your dad? Like, is your dad into the feet? Like, is this something that was genetically passed down to you?
He always wanted to massage my mom's feet when they was together.
Yeah.
Wait,
they're not together?
They're not together anymore, no.
What happened there, man? I'm not trying to pry or anything, but, like...
They was married for like 19 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then like as soon as I came, he just like left.
Well, okay. All right. Jordan, like I love you. Like me and you are cool and everything. So if I overstep any boundaries, just tell me, "Hey, step the fuck off, Tuttle." That's what you need to say.
That's all right.
Do you think, like,
I mean,
you know,
everything's good now between me and my dad. I do see him.
But what happened, though? Why did they, because you've been through a lot, and I've read many, many articles where, like, you know, parents will split up when they have a child, and I'm not saying this that it's your fault or anything, but like, was that part of the reason?
My mom said that he said that who does it belong to her when I came out. I guess
Your dad said what?
My dad said that who does it belong to when I came out.
Wow. And what
my mom was pissed about that.
What did he mean by that, though? What do you, I mean?
mean, I don't know. I think maybe he thinks that
your mom cheated or something.
Him or something. But she didn't.
I look
just like my dad.
No. So like, do you live with your mom or your dad right now? You live with your mom.
I live with my mom, and my dad lives 45 minutes away from me.
I mean, that had to be a little hard, right? Like,
When back in my childhood, me and him used to fight like brothers when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And he followed us here. He moved here with us like a few months after we did. And
I mean, that's kind of cool, right? Though that like he followed to be around you, or did he? Like,
yeah, I guess he wanted me in his life still.
Yeah.
And we've been through a lot because something happened a few years ago where he wasn't part of my life, and then one day I found out that something did happen, and I asked him to be back in my life again. On my 24th birthday.
Yeah.
So he's been back ever since, and he supports everything I do. We have a very good, loving, supportive friendship. Relationship now.
I mean, Fozzie says it's kind of... Hold on, let me put this up on there. Hold on, why is it not going up? Like Ricky Bobby's dad. Like, you remember Talladega Nights? Remember the movie Talladega Nights that Will Ferrell did? That, you know, it was about the racing. His dad came in Talladega Nights. That's what Fozzie said. So, like, did you hold any resentment against your dad? Or, like, you were just like, if he wants to be a part of it, then that's good.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there was some there because I didn't know if I should bring him back in my life because of what he did, but I forgave him for it.
Any brothers or sisters, Jordan? Any brothers or sisters?
I have one sister who is adopted.
So not like a blood sister then, right?
No.
Do you still have contact with your, you know, adopted sister?
Nope.
What happened?
She want nothing to do with us.
What the fuck happened there? Like, why wouldn't a lot of stuff happen
with that?
Well, I mean, whatever you feel comfortable with sharing, what happened there?
Me and my mom are still trying to figure that out because their relationship is on the rocks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty rocky. And I mean, I wouldn't mind having her back in my life, but she tried to get back in our lives when she came here with her husband, because he's a truck driver.
Mm-hmm.
So he made a stop here, and she invited us to go meet him and her kids. She has like three kids that we never met before. And we haven't spoken to her probably 7 or 8 years. Because that last hurricane
down in Alabama? Yeah, Alabama. Yeah, I know.
That was she called us because she needed help with some stuff. And
isn't that convenient? You know, she doesn't want to have anything to do with you, but she needed help at that time. Like, seriously. Like, I mean, it seems a little weird. So, Jordan. All right. So, I've been playing this foot fetish song. I want to, and if you guys want to call in, and you want to talk to Jordan, you can easily do that. Fozzie.
Okay.
Fozzie, I know you call into
have
the
any
show.
About my foot fetish?
Yeah. Fozzie, I know you call in. Fozzie, you're more than welcome to call into the show. If you have
There's
any questions
about me and then my foot
yeah.
fetish.
If you have any questions for Jordan, anybody that's listening right now, you can easily do that. 407-270-3044. Once again, that is 407-270-3044. So Jordan, your foot fetish.
Yeah,
have you ever like had a love interest, like somebody that you've been talking to, somebody that you've wanted to meet? Because I've mm-hmm. been there. There's a lot of people that I've been talking to and stuff, and you know, you might meet up with them and everything, but has there ever been that girl
that has beautiful feet? Yeah.
But is it all about the feet, though? Is it?
No. It's about the legs and the thighs and the personality.
Well, I mean, give me an example of the perfect girl for you, Jordan.
Yeah.
I mean, what is your perfect girl? Like, if you,
Someone that's, like, blonde. I love blondes. So someone with blonde hair.
Mm-hmm.
I
mean, Fozzie asked this. Like, what is your thought on club feet? You know, somebody, you know.
Club foot,
what is
club
Jordan's
foot.
Thoughts on club foot? Like, you know.
I'm not too sure what that is.
I mean, Fozzie, call in, please, if you
can. Call in and explain what that is.
Yeah, Fozzie, so if you could call in and explain to Jordan, club feet is just like a very squared off foot, per se.
Oh, like squared feet.
Yeah, hopefully Fozzie will call in, but like. Is there anything or a pigeon toe? Like, is there any what is the thing you're like
perfect foot?
Yeah, the perfect foot for you. Like, what are some of the things that you're like, I don't want anything to do with this person because their feet are bad.
It's not because of their feet. I would date someone if they have ugly feet. And I would help make them better for them.
Like
they would like.
Oh, is that part of your fetish? Like manicuring their feet, scrubbing their feet. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I love massaging. I love rubbing. I can suck on toes too. That too. No opportunity to do that yet.
T-Bone says feet are gross. What do you say to people that are saying that feet are gross?
I would say guys' feet are gross. My feet are gross.
Mm-hmm.
That's what girls' feet. I haven't met any girl that has ugly feet.
Could you be with a woman that had a crooked toe?
Yeah. Sorry.
No, I'm so like. What is the most important toe on the feet?
The big
toe is where it's at, right?
Yeah.
Mm.
That's the most thickness of it.
So you like a thick toe is what you're...
I love a thick feet, thick toe, yeah.
Hmm. So the thicker...
Nice taken care of. They have to take care of their feet.
Would you be down for painting a woman's toes? Like, is that something like you would be down for?
Yeah, definitely.
Wow.
Now on this first date I had, this girl came and mm-hmm. she wanted me to paint her toes. So I did.
What it
that was on that was on first date.
What is your go-to color? Like the color, if you were gonna paint a woman's toes, like what color would you go for? Everybody would think you would go with red, but like, what is the color you would go with?
I would go with red first, and then blue, and green, and white. White is a sexy color on feet.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I think it's next to red.
Okay, so this is another question. What race has the best feet? Like, I mean, like if you had a choice, is it Caucasian, African American, Asian, Indian, Spanish? What would be like your go-to if you had to rank when it comes to like feet? Where would you go? Wait, hold on. I got a phone call. Hopefully this is Fozzie. Hey, is this Foz?
Hey, it's Fozzie. How you doing, buddy?
What up, buddy? How you been, my friend? Like I miss you, my buddy.
Yeah, I miss you too. Great show as always. I'm tuning in. Hey, I'm enjoying your show and listening to Jordan. Nice to see you again, Jordan. Hey, my question to Jordan was: I'm listening to all his deal on feet. I'm not a foot person per se, but I wonder what you felt about the pigeon-toed chick. And one more is: what about foot jewelry? What do you think about the toe ring? And I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, T. Have a happy 4th of July, buddy.
Okay. All right, see you, Buzz. So, I mean, foot jewelry.
A toe ring. I want to start with that.
Okay.
Because I think toe rings are sexy.
You do?
I don't know. It doesn't matter which toe it's on.
All right. But pigeon toe is like the toes that go inwards and stuff.
Inwards. I met someone that had that.
Yeah.
But I didn't have like a, a love interest or anything like that.
Yeah. What about like ingrown toenails, foot fungus?
I would tell them to get their feet done. Like I would take them to get pedicures.
Okay. All right. Have you ever been to one of those stereotypical Asian parlors where you get your feet done and everything? They you used to be able to get like fish to eat the dead skin off of your feet and stuff.
I'm reading your comment. This is funny.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Well, I mean, would you be down to watch a lady get the dead skin off of her feet eaten by like little fish? Like, you would watch that?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Not on a daily basis, but yeah, once in a while.
And I think, hold on. I mean, there's a lot of Jordan.
Not a comment.
Fozzie. Jordan says, or Fozzie says, Jordan is the Deshaun Watson of feet. What about, the narcissist asked me, what's his thoughts on foot binding the Chinese do, where they wrap up the feet and stuff? Are foot binding okay for you?
I never seen that in my life.
Well, I mean, they, they will wrap up their feet really, really tight. It kind of deforms the feet, makes them really, really small. You're not into that?
Nah.
Yeah.
But I do like some cultures, kiss the feet. I do like that.
Cool. What about the Pope cleaning homeless people's feet? Like, is that, no?
I don't know.
Mm.
about that. Don't know where those feet been, you know?
Jordan, you also have recorded some type of Lego video that you're doing. Tell me a little bit about that.
Okay, so yeah, since 2018, I've made this Psycho Stalker movie franchise from my Lego YouTube channel called J Productions, and it's a Lego stop motion movie, frame by frame, pick by pick.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, it's like it's picture to picture, still to still, basically. But there's still stop motion in it.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, it was the first movie is based off a true story. What happened to me with this girl named Tina.
Hold on. We can't go any further. What happened with you and Tina?
I got sexually harassed when I was 14.
Mm-hmm.
By this girl named Tina, when he was 40.
Wait, a 40-year-old woman, was sexually harassing you?
Sexually abusing me.
Oh, whoa, yeah. Okay. All right. Sorry. I mean, that's a big difference. What was she doing?
French kissing me, touching my private parts.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And how old were you?
I didn't want it.
And how old were you?
I was 14.
Okay.
This happened on the week of Thanksgiving, and I didn't eat Thanksgiving dinner. Well, I normally eat two plates full, and I didn't eat Thanksgiving dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom knew something was up. My friend came over, and we walked to the mall, and I told him about it. And he's like, "You want me to tell your mom, or do you want to tell her?" I'll tell her. So I told her, and then she says, "Can't really do nothing about it." So our neighbor said, you can call it the non-mercy number. So that's what we did. And talked to some police officers about it. Went to the police station. Filled a report and all that stuff. And we talked to some officers there about it. And she was actually a caregiver for this company that was coming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to clean the house. You know, hang out with me. Cause I was a very lonely boy back then, so yeah. I needed the companionship, but not like that way, you know.
Oh yeah, I get it. I get it.
So he was filling in for my other caregiver that had the flu, and so he came back the day after Thanksgiving, and I told him about it and stuff, and yeah. So she got fired from that company.
And of course. I mean,
her excuse, she made up an excuse of her wanting to spend one night, because mm-hmm. her car wouldn't start. That's where it happened. I think she had it all planned, because the moment she came in,
so you don't think her car was really broken? Like, she, you know, maybe she planned that,
like
or
it's. It started like right after the morning.
BDM XCon, this might be a bad question, but what was he wearing at the time of this?
A t-shirt.
That's it? Just a t-shirt?
And some boxers.
Okay, all right. I got you. Jordan, like, if I go too far, let me know. Like, seriously. Hold on, give me one second. Hey, I've seen it. I asked a question. What was her excuse? You did.
And I was trying to say it, yeah.
You did.
Her excuse was that she needed the attention because she just got divorced by her husband. She sent an email to my mom confessing about it. And she explained it. That was her excuse, basically. She wanted the attention.
Bozzy, if you will, wrote, "My aunt French kissed me when I was 12.
Oh, wow.
And Abraham Dragon Friend said, never an excuse to abuse a child. What the fuck?
Yeah.
I mean, that had to be something traumatic, though. Like, yeah, it was.
It's still traumatic a little bit, yeah. Traumatized a little bit.
Jordan, I got it. So, what is your major health issue? Like, what are you dealing with at the moment?
We wasn't done with talking about the movie yet. I haven't told you the juicy part about the movie.
Oh, then all right. No, then you know what? I didn't want to press it, but okay, please. I would love to hear that.
So the first movie came out in 2018. This happened in 2010, mm-hmm. around 2009. I think this happened 2009. So I wanted to try to close a chapter of me getting abused. So I made a movie basically about it. And I said, there's a part in the first movie where I say that, oh, you sexually harassed a boy in a wheelchair. I didn't say abuse back then, but I said harass. And that comes up during the movie. But the second movie, she escapes jail and she comes after me and I get kidnapped and stuff.
Kind of like Cape Fear, almost like Robert De Niro getting out of jail, coming after. Yeah, I kind of like that whole deal.
Yeah, that was the second movie. Both the first movies are out now. So this third movie, without spoiling anything, because I'm gonna be doing a Psycho Stalker special with the cast members when the next movie comes out. So basically this third movie is me trying to find, I've been told that I have a curse on me that Tina put on me, and I have to find out who's my ultimate stalker. So I have to go back into this afterlife portal and, find out who is my ultimate stalkers. Tina goes back in time to her teenage years, and
this is
dies.
A good. I will watch this movie all day. And, I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. It's probably gonna come out by my birthday, around my birthday.
When's your birthday?
November 14th.
Oh, mine's November 24th.
Oh.
So we're pretty close. Like every like 4 or 5 years, my birthday falls on Thanksgiving. Fozzy asks, hold on, is Jordan in a wheelchair?
Yes.
So like, how is that though? I know that's
it's
a
rough.
Dumbass question. I know that's a dumbass fucking question.
How is it? It's good.
But, like, were you ever able to walk in your life? Or like...
I walked and run during Walmart when we first moved here. And then my muscles all tensed up and I couldn't get therapy in time. And then I kept popping muscles every time I was doing therapy. I was like, well, fuck this. I'm just going to be in a wheelchair. I'm better off in a wheelchair. And my mom was like, well, you want to walk down the aisle with your at your wedding? I said, I can do that in my chair. She said, well, do you want to dance at prom? I said, I can do that just fine in my chair, which I did on my senior year prom. I danced in my chair and had a great time.
I bet you were. I see, Jordan. You know what's funny? The thing about it is that you have a great personality. You have a great soul. You have positivity. And I would like to think, and I hope so, that a lot of the kids, like, what year did you graduate?
2014.
I mean, you know, there's bullies. Everybody has to deal. But was
I only
it good
had
for
one bully in my life.
You did. Everybody yep. else was cool?
Yeah, everybody was all right. Yeah, chill. Now some didn't talk to me, but that's okay.
And one
asked me a question. And he said, "Can I have sex?" And I'm like, "Well, my mom did, so I can too."
That was my answer. Fozzie asked, "Does Jordan drive a car? Can you drive?"
No, I never want to.
No,
because I have a lot of panic attacks and anxiety, and I don't want to drive a car.
I have
and,
that, Jordan.
You know, hurt myself or hurt someone.
Jordan, I get panic attacks, so you know, like you, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I even get.
I actually prefer taking the light rail or the bus. You know,
you got a lot of public transportation in that area.
Oh yeah, I'm very very close by. I can walk down the block to get on the light rail.
All right.
I'm like,
all right. I gotta ask. I ask all the questions. Fozzie says, "Is Timmy his favorite character on South Park?"
you know what's funny about that, because I was on Discord, on my friend's Discord server, and someone came in there and said, "Oh, he sounds just like Timmy from South Park."
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, "Oh." And then I said a few things, what Timmy says.
Yeah.
And they was like, "Oh, he does sound like Timmy."
Jordan, how do you stay so positive?
I think that's funny.
No, it is funny. It is funny. But, I'm not trying to get serious, though. But, like, how do you stay positive? Like, I think that I have problems and stuff, and I get down about things. I'm not saying that I'm better than you or anybody else is better than you or anybody else is better than anybody else. But, like, how do you stay positive?
Well, it hasn't been easy, because especially during COVID crap going on, I can't get out and go anywhere. I can't go to school and help the special needs kids look what I was doing, because of COVID. So, the interaction, I miss that. And that's a big part of my personality, because I love helping people. I love.
Like, what type of people are you helping? Like, give me an example.
I think I help people with my podcast, because I'm very authentic and I'm raw on there. And a lot of the reviews have been pretty positive about, you know, helping people. And I have saved a couple of lives with my comments on Facebook. Some people were going to commit suicide, and I told them that if I can go through the stuff that I go through on a daily basis, then you can be able to get through what you're going through. And they actually change their mind and they don't commit suicide. And they try to, you know, live a good life.
What is, do you keep in touch with any of these people that you've helped? Like,
I don't keep touch on some people, because I lost contact with them. But, oh, you know, yeah, some, like, there was this stranger. There have been some strangers that I've helped, where I sent a message to them, or I posted about them or something. Like, this one content creator, I just posted a picture of them on my Instagram story and, you know, told them, like, how beautiful they are. And then they message me and they say, "Oh, you made my day by doing that. So I was having a really hard day and you did that and made it better."
Yeah.
So, okay, well, thank you. Appreciate that.
Fozzie asked, "Is your chair electric?"
No.
It isn't?
No, I wouldn't have muscles if I had an electric chair.
I mean, you gotta probably have some
pretty upper body.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Like, I mean, you got some pretty big ass shoulders and
my
stuff.
My shoulders are very big. Yeah, my chest is big.
Yeah.
My chest is big from my bone disease. That's not me lifting weights.
Yeah.
The shoulders are from me lifting weights and pushing my chair.
Yeah. Fozzie, he says this, and Fozzie, you should follow Jordan. Fozzie says, thank you for today's show. I feel a lot better about my tiny penis. Perspective is everything.
And that's okay. You know.
Jordan, all right, so back to your Lego thing. We have a common friend, Amy Sinha.
Oh yeah. She's great.
Yeah, like she did some voiceover. Like, why did you pick her to like voice over some of the stuff that you were working on, some of the content?
Amy is going to be voicing Officer Miranda Honey.
Mm-hmm.
And I had some problems casting Miranda Honey, because if you watch the first movie, she has a different voice actor. If you watch the second movie, she has a different voice actor. And in this one, Amy will be voicing her. So, you know, I feel pretty bad about, you know, not getting a good voice for her character. And I thought Amy made a good audition role. Mm-hmm. Back in February, where she auditioned for it, and I thought she did a pretty good job, so I casted her.
All right, so hold on, let me see what Abraham Twisted Movie says. Healthcare in the U.S. is shit.
Yeah.
Abraham
especially,
Dragon.
Especially this time.
Abraham Dragon friend, right? That's some bullshit. We should be getting folks care. He said he had the care needed. He would be maybe he'd be walking. That's some bullshit, dude. He deserved better. Shit, we all do.
No, I'm pretty happy with being in a wheelchair. I don't really want to walk. And if there was a cure tomorrow, or if there's a chance for me walking tomorrow, I would say no. Mm-hmm. Because I love being in my wheelchair.
I mean, I've seen that a lot.
I have gotten used to it.
Okay.
I'm 26.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in a wheelchair since I was 3. So
since 3.
It's been a very long time. Yeah.
You know,
my mom would carry me around from 1 to 3.
Yeah, Twisted Movie says great attitude.
Thank you.
So Jordan,
it's been rough, but
I'm sure it is, but like what advice would you give to people that maybe get down? Like what do you do to help bring yourself out of a funk? Maybe when you're not having a great day, like any advice you can give somebody?
I listen to music. I listen to podcasts like yours. I play video games. I have my therapy dog just became certified to be my emotional support animal. So be yourself a support animal.
Mm-hmm.
That helps.
You do have a support animal?
Yeah, I do now. Yeah.
What do you have?
Chihuahua.
Oh, you do? What's your Chihuahua's name?
Emily.
Emily. Is it
Emily
little,
Rose.
Little teacup Chihuahua or like, you know?
No, like basic size.
I got you.
Chihuahua. She's orchid Chihuahua.
Mm-hmm. And has
She's
it helped
tan
you?
And white.
It has helped you.
Pictures of her on Instagram.
Oh, I have to look that. Everybody. Fozzie says he has a Chihuahua called Little Bear. And Twisted Movies also says I love the support animal programs. Does it make a difference?
Oh yeah, it does, because I could be sad and crying my eyes off. Help, and she would come over and come over and kiss me, and I would be okay. If I feel the love, you know.
Jordan, before I let you go, tell my audience how they can check out your podcast, how they can follow you on social media, any of those places. Is there a website that people can go to or whatever it may be?
I'm not sure if you want the website or not, because I mean, I do have a website, but
is there some filthy things on your website, maybe?
There are some filthy things on my wiki page that someone made me.
Yeah.
Which I will send you a link. You can check it out for yourself.
Fozzie asked, have you ever rolled over Emily's tail with your wheelchair by accident?
Nope, because it stands straight up.
Okay, all right, gotcha.
So it don't go on the floor.
But what's the easiest way? But what is the easiest way for people to be able to find you on social?
On my Linktree. My Linktree has all my social media links. That link is on my Instagram. My Instagram and my Twitter is Jordan Adler J Man.
Mm-hmm.
All one thing. And the link is on there. And then they can find my podcast on Spotify, Anchor.fm, Google Podcasts, iTunes Podcast. It's everywhere. So if you search for anchor.fm/thetalkcast or just search for the Talkcast podcast, and then it should pop up on there.
Fozzie says, thanks, Jordan. Good luck, buddy.
Yeah, anytime. Yeah. This was great.
I mean, I know we were supposed to be talking on Friday, and I do apologize, Jordan, but like,
it's all right.
You were getting after me about being on the show again.
You got fired that producer you got.
Oh no, that he's a Marine. He could kill me very easily. Like you could like
sending literally me the wrong times, the wrong days, and what?
Yeah, no, wrong but. Things? But he could kill me, so like I'm
all right. I guess he can stay.
And he could look, you're not safe either, Jordan, even out in Arizona or wherever you're at right now. So
yeah, I'm in undisclosed location.
Yeah. All right, Jordan. I really appreciate this. I had a great time. Hopefully you enjoyed it as well too.
It was great.
All right, Jordan.
Do it again soon.
All right, Jordan, I hope you have a wonderful day, okay?
You too.
All right, man.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. Hopefully you guys enjoyed tonight's show. If you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, show starts at 7 p.m. every single night. Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. Check it out. Could easily do that. Fozzie says, happy 4th, kiddos. Exactly. Even though, you know, America is going right in the shitter right now. Let's celebrate the birthday of the United States of America. I'm going to get out of here. Hopefully you guys have a great night. Hopefully you stay safe. And I will talk to you tomorrow.